Zito.
Just keep in mind, God is the one responsible for you being alive and being here in this church today, not the government. God is the one. Let's give glory to God today. Be like the lepers and come back and give glory to God. Now I'm getting worked up. What time is it? Right, burn that clock down. Here's another one from Jesus. All right, that was Matthew 24:24. This one is Matthew 7:15. It says, beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. I'm not making this up. The guy's going to pretend to be Christian, not some other religion. Sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. This is who Jesus is talking about. This man in sheep's clothing on the outside, but inside he's a ravenous wolf. Church, if these things take place in your lifetime, this ought to affect how you live today. After all these centuries, for this to be going on now, are you still living like the master is not going to return from his journey? Is that how you're living? Look, I'm not basing any of this on what's in or not in a vaccine. I'm alarmed that the government can now give you a mark that prevents you from buying or selling. That's what alarms me. Regardless of what you think is in it. I'm saying to you that Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? He's going to split through the sky. Are you ready for his return? Verse 12. He exercises all the power or authority, that word means, of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. All right, verse 12 declares the false prophet, the one who will make this mark mandatory, is going to cause the earth and everyone that lives in it to worship the Antichrist. And the more I look at this, the more I believe that this Antichrist is going to die and he's going to come back to life again by the false prophet, who, by the way, I think will call himself Elijah. Let's give him a name. It's going to be something. I put it to you, his name is going to be Elijah, who will then, well, verse 13. He performs great signs so that he makes fire come down out of heaven on earth in the sight of men. So, who was the last person we know to do this? I can hear it now. He says, I am Elijah. The people say, prove it. Prove it. Verse 13, he performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Again, this has hit me this week in preparing for this message. These revelations, these are the kind of things that Daniel knew. These are the kind of things Joseph knew. The common denominator, these men were greatly honored and highly esteemed because they knew something that no one else knew. They were accurately able to predict the future. And you now are no different. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. you know what I know so that others will know what you know. That is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You've got the favor of Daniel and Joseph. God wants you to know. By knowing this, this is why, you know, we've wondered before why the reasons God has blessed this church like he has since the COVID. You know what else another reason might be? Because he says he's going to do it in the book of Revelation. He promised to bless those that read, hear, and keep the words written in this book. And now he's went and he's gone and he's done that. And we're looking for reasons why. It's right here. We've done what he said. Preach the word in season and out of season. Read, preach, study the book of Revelation, because you will be like Daniel and Joseph. We got 40 people in here. God could send 40 of you to 40 different countries. And they will roll out the red carpet for you. They'll roll out the red carpet. Because you'll be the only one to know. Should I feel guilty that God's shown these things to me and I share them with you? I show you what I know. What God has shown me, I show you. So that we're all loaded for bear. God's got you alive at the end of the age for a reason. For a reason. I'm grateful he's shown these things to me. I'm not going to make apologies for God revealing these things to me. Back to Elijah and fire for a moment. James and John tried to do the same thing. Listen to this, Luke 9:51. Now it came to pass, came to Padanki, when the time had come that he should be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he was going to Jerusalem. Now when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we should call fire down out of heaven to consume them like Elijah did? Verse 55, listen carefully to Jesus' answer. But he turned and he rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are of. And I put it to you that the next spirit to do this is the spirit of Antichrist. And that's why I said that. You don't know what manner, which the Apostle John said is already in the world. Do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did? And Jesus goes, you don't know. You better watch out. Because the next one that's going to do this is going to be evil. That's why he answered the way that he did. He rebuked them. You know not what manner. Isn't it funny? He didn't say, you know what kind of person or man that you are, what manner of spirit you are. Spirit of Antichrist. All right, verse 14. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles that he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an icon to the beast who had the wound by the sword and lived. Now remember Jesus' warning. When he was asked the question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? He said, take heed that no man deceives you. So the false prophet will deceive or trick or mislead people by these various things that he does, such as, number one, calling fire down out of heaven. Calling fire down out of heaven. Jesus warned about the next spirit that was going to call fire down out of heaven. Just to show you how ignorant Christians are, I hear a certain brand of preachers inviting people that are revivals or camp meetings with the promise that they too are going to call fire down out of heaven in their camp meeting. And people show up by the flocks. Miracle number two. Give life to an inanimate object. He has the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now remember, image, the Greek word icon, an exact copy of an original, like the reflection of the sun on the water or George Washington on a quarter. So this false prophet will have the power granted to him. Certainly Satan's not going to grant him the power to give life. Otherwise Satan would be giving life all over the place. Someone else is going to have to grant him the power to do that. He'll have the power granted to him to give life or breath to a modern-day Frankenstein monster, a thing that's going to force people, verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a charagma on their right hand or in their forehead. Verse 17, and the reason why, for the engraving. It says, so that no one can buy or sell, meaning ordinary living. The mark is for ordinary living. Ordinary living. Going over here to Fran's job and buying a quart of milk. Ordinary living. It's not to bow down to Satan. It's ordinary living. No one can buy or sell unless if you've got this charagma on you. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Please, please, please know and see here, the mark is not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. So that you can't buy or sell without it. Now, I'm willing to let this go on with my life, go on with what I do here, teaching the whole counsel of God, with an eye always on end times and the unveiling of the unholy Trinity. But it's these people, they won't let this go. I keep saying the mask and the vaccine are just examples of what's to come. Practice runs to see how easy people will give in to the government and blindly do what they say. That's what this is. This is a practice. A practice for you that costs you nothing. See how you're going to do when the government tells you what to do. I was saying to Glenda earlier, in California, it's against the law to sing now in church because science says you might kill someone if you sing in church. Now, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what, if you fail this test, you'll fail the next one. I'll bet you anything you want. If you do what the government says and stop worshiping God because the government tells you, there's no way you're going to pass this last one. Amen. You're toast. The beautiful thing is, my Bible, it's got the word today in it. Meaning it's not too late. Today, if you hear his voice, we're cutting to the chase, and I'm not done. Remember that when we get to the end. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, you can make things right. If you fail this test, you can pass the next one. We'll get to that here coming up. practice runs. Haven't you noticed that they've turned up the heat these past couple weeks? Have you noticed how they're trying to shame people now? I hear it all the time. Someone just showed me yesterday. What was it? Baseball game or something. Oh, everyone can go now, except if you don't have the vaccine. If you don't have the vaccine, you got to wear your mask forever, and you got to go sit in the corner somewhere. Forever. They're shaming people that don't have the vaccine. They're trying to guilt and shame you into taking a mark. Why? I don't understand. I mean, if you got the vaccine, you've got a 97% chance of not catching. You got a 99.5% chance of getting healed if you do have it. So what in blazes do you care if I've got it or not? You've got bigger problems than that, friend. You're a sinner. And the wages of sin is death. Don't worry if I've got the vaccine or not. Be more worried with facing him. Don't worry about my soul. Someone's got my soul. And I want you to have the same peace that passes all understanding that I have. Don't worry if I have the vaccine or not. Worry that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. Worry about that. Don't worry about me. If I'm dead before next Sunday's service, don't shake your head. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Again, I said, I couldn't believe I read this. On the official Twitter page of the president, people high up in his organization, credible people, said that due to the fact that it's only they're implementing that it's only Trump people who wouldn't take this. And that since these people refuse to do this, since these people are like this, then we're therefore now, we're going to have to get a tattoo out here to give to all of us sane, rational, normal people that have the vaccine. We're all going to have to get a mark so that we can buy or sell. A tattoo that cannot be copied. So that they can buy, sell, fly. You can't go on an airplane. I don't know how you guys ever plan on going home. You're going to have to drive backwards. You can't fly there. So much for our Israel trip. We can't take a donkey there. You can't fly. Listen to me. What day is today? May the 23rd, year of our Lord, 2021. You cannot fly on an airplane ever again without the vaccine. The book of Revelation, that's got nothing to do with us. Or be like the Presbyterians and say, oh, that stuff already happened. Or be like the Catholics and say, oh, it's a bunch of hooey, that doesn't mean anything. The book of Revelation warns you and gives you the sign that you'll know his return is when the government is going to force you to take a mark so that you can conduct your everyday living out here. That's how you'll know. That's how you'll know. Well, I appreciate that. That's funny. I don't ever allow anyone to interrupt a sermon, but it's funny. I knew at the end of this sermon, I wanted to actually do something different and see if there was something that someone wanted to say that we could answer and talk about to break traditions, because this is an important thing. And I appreciate you doing that. You had no idea that's how I felt today. Otherwise, now's not the place for that. But it is today. That's how important this is. Look at these things you can't do. Just everyday things. Buy, sell, fly, work, eat at some places, go to school, go to church. Still, many churches are closed. All right, Now, in addition to this, Mark, some translations here have the word or. And I think you should disregard the or. It's probably not in the original. Verse 17, it ought to be a comma there instead of the word or. It's so that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark, comma, the number of the beast, the number of his name. Not giving you three alternate things, but it should be a comma there instead of the word or is not in the original manuscripts. It's not in the majority of them. So I think that's probably how that should read. So that no one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, comma, which is the name of the beast, which is the number of his name. So that tells you what it is right there, the name of the Antichrist, like the verse suggests with the commas here. All right, our last verse this morning, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666, or chi, the letter chi, big X. Zi, the letter Z. Stigma, the letter S. All right, a few closing points here this morning. Number one, the mark of the beast is not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. You can't buy or sell without it. Just like they're trying to do today, this very thing to you and I. And they're trying to give you a mark to implement this. Number two, if you take this futuristic mark, you will lose your soul. Where's that in the Bible? Listen to this warning. Revelation 14:9. It says, if anyone worships the beast and his icon and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength. Imagine that. My Bible reads undiluted. The wrath is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. So you think God might be a little bit sore at whoever drinks this cup? Full strength? He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. That's Revelation 14, 9 through 10. In other words, don't take the mark. There's no repentance from it. You can't say to God, my bad, like Peter did for denying Christ. Because it's no longer today at this point. It's only today, but tomorrow won't be. You notice it's never tomorrow. But it'll be tomorrow after today. And this is tomorrow. All this is tomorrow. And we've never seen tomorrow yet. Number three, all this is a practice run to see how you'll fare when the real thing comes along. So how'd you do with this test? Now, perhaps you don't see the evil in all this. Let me explain. The government is trying to force you to take a vaccine or wear a mask in order to buy or sell. That is going to happen again. Take it to the bank. The government has shut down churches. The government has outlawed singing in churches because science has proved that singing can make people sick. Now, some people comply. They won't go to church because the government has told them so. Some people won't sing to God anymore because science shows that singing praises to your Creator might infect someone. If you have fallen for any of that, if you won't praise God, if you won't praise God in church because the government has told you so, then you failed this test. You failed it. And I'll leave you with this. If you fail this test when there's no cost or no penalty, then I guarantee you you'll fail the next test when it comes. Guarantee it. unless you decide to change today. Does God have to wake you up driving on the highway, sound asleep like I was, to show you that your life and breath and existence come from Him? That's what it took for me. What does it take for you? Listen to what Jesus said. Revelation 3:2, out of the New American Standard, He says, "Wake up and strengthen the things that remain." Wake up. Jesus is saying, wake up, people. All the signs are all around you. Amen. Wake up. Strengthen the things that remain, which are about to die. For I have not found your works completed in the sight of God. Unquote. That's what Jesus says. I have not found your works completed in the sight of God. So let me leave you with these words. You and I still have work to do. He has not found our words. He has not found our works completed. We've got work to do, church. Let's let God use us right where we are to do the work that He's given us to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we praise You in this house today. Lord, I pray, wake us up that are deceived. Wake up those that think that they're awake, but they're asleep. Maybe that's me. I don't know who else. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forevermore.